Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Children's Reading Alliance Programs Manager, Maria Zuniga, to promote children's literacy. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
You're welcome.
Let's start off. How long have you been with Children's Reading Alliance, and what was your passion for joining?
Well, I joined the Children's Reading Alliance a little over a year. And I chose to apply for this position after working in the school district here in Las Cruces. I was in the school district for about 2 years and really saw that we do have children who are struggling with reading. That was the passion that I had that helped me to apply for a position with the Children's Reading Alliance.
Let's talk about the Children's Reading Alliance. What is it and what does it do?
The Children's Reading Alliance is a grassroots nonprofit organization serving Doña Ana County, and its mission is to engage families and the community in promoting children's literacy. The Children's Reading Alliance started out in 2011, but it started as a chapter of a national organization called the Children's Reading Foundation. After being a chapter for a few years, our board members decided that what they wanted to do is become their own 501c3 here locally. And in 2016, they applied for their 501c3 and became the Children's Reading Alliance.
And how has it helped the community?
The organization has several programs to help families and children in helping them with literacy. We have several programs in the community, in the entire county, helping families. We have a program called the First Teacher, Primer Maestro Program, and that is a bilingual program for parents with children ages 3 to 5. What we do know is in this county of Doña Ana, we have about 65% of children ages 3 to 5 starting kindergarten without any type of preschool experience. When our board realized that there was a need for the service that we are now providing, they started this program in our community. We have classes in Sunland Park, in Anthony, in Chaparral, in Vado, in Hatch, and in Las Cruces. The classes are held usually in the fall of every year and the spring for parents. This program is free to all families, and we support this program through grant funding and support from the community.
I understand that since it began in 2012, over 1,000 families have earned their certificates.
That's correct.
You've worked with the children and the families yourself?
Yes, we work with the parents. The parents are taking this class in a separate program, and they are welcome to bring their children ages 2 to 8 with them. So we provide childcare to help them sit in a separate classroom. What they do get in this class is they get bilingual books and they get learning materials that helps them learn fun activities to do with their child as they prepare them for kindergarten. We teach the parents the skills that their child needs to know before starting kindergarten. The most important piece of this program is that we want to empower parents. We want them to understand that they are their child's first and most important teacher. And there's a lot that they can be doing with their child between the ages of 3 and 5 at home and just by going out to the grocery store and learning about colors and shapes. And every week we call our parents. We get to know our parents by their first name. We build that relationship with them because we want them to get comfortable in our classroom so that they can learn and they can feel empowered as they're raising their children at home. And our program staff, they are called facilitators. They're not called teachers. Each facilitator was once a parent in our class. That's how we recruit facilitators to give the class. They were once a parent in the class who, after taking the class, felt that they would like to teach another parent. And that's why we call them facilitators. The facilitators explain to the parents in the classroom that they are not the teacher. The parent in the classroom is the teacher.
And so this is something you really want to promote, is families reading together.
Correct.
Sitting down, the mother or the father or both, with their child reading a book, or the children reading with them?
Correct. Yes, we do. We want them to be reading every day. Many of our children have grandparents at home, and many of our participants for First Teacher, Primer Maestro are grandparents who come to the class. They are a caregiver for their grandchild during the day, and we want them to learn these skills as well so that they can be helping their grandchild every day while they're in their care.
And where are the classes held?
The classes here in Las Cruces are held at several elementary schools. We've also started giving classes at the Lynn Middle Community School. And when we have classes in the surrounding communities, we do them in a library or a community center.
I understand you're the only permanent part-time employee?
Yes, I am. I work part-time with the Children's Reading Alliance. And at the moment, given the amount of funding that we have, that is all we can do at the moment. So we're doing the best we can with that.
And so where do your funds come from?
Our funds come from foundations. We have funding coming from various foundations here locally and in other states. And we also have community support. There's individuals in the community who learn about our program and want to support all of our children in this county.
Summer's right around the corner. School's almost out for most of the kids. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of free time for children to learn to read. You have a new project coming up, Summer Book Buddies. Tell me about that.
Sure. The Summer Book Buddies program is a program to give children books over the summer. We know that a child who does not read over the summer loses at least 2 months of progress during that time. So when they come back to school, many of our children are 2 months behind in reading when they come back to school. So during the summer, we partner with the Las Cruces Public Schools, and we have about 25 volunteers who go out to the elementary schools that are offering the summer program called K-3+. The volunteer is assigned a school, and he or she go out to the school once a week for about an hour or 2 hours, and they do story time with the different grade levels. What we've been doing for the past 2 years is giving out books to the children. So the goal this year is to give each child 4 new books over the summer to take home and read with their family. But in order to do that, we have been reaching out to the community. We want the community to know about our program and to want to support something like this so that we can purchase a little over 10,000 books that are needed for the summer.
And with that, you've set up a special fund.
Yes, we have. We've set up a GoFundMe campaign, and it's GoFundMe.com/givingbooks.
And this is to raise money then to purchase over 10,000 books. Now, do people also give books, specific books that would help for your program? Is that correct?
Correct. We do welcome gently used books for any child from 0 to age 8. And we do take those books out into the community. I attend various events throughout the community throughout the year. Especially over the summer, we go out to different parks and we do give out books to children. We just lay them on the table. We welcome the children to come over and choose at least one book to take home and read.
But you look them over to make sure they are proper.
Yes, we definitely do. And we sort them. We have donated space at the Community Action Agency where we store our books and our materials for our programs.
Then you have another program called Reading Buddies at School. Tell me about that.
Sure. The Reading Buddies at School is another volunteer program where we have a little over 20 volunteers that go out to one of the six elementary schools that we are currently in. And what a Reading Buddy does is he or she goes out to the elementary school and they are partnered with a student who is struggling in reading. They sit with the child for about a half an hour to an hour a week, and they serve as that adult for the child to read to. So the adult is not reading to the child is reading to the adult. And this program runs throughout the school year, and it's very successful. Children are very excited to go to the library or to a conference room with their reading buddy and enjoy that time of reading with them. Many of our children that we are currently working with are in a home with a single parent. Some of them don't have either of their parents in their lives at the moment, and having this reading buddy is very important.
A reading buddy is of what age? Can be of any age, and do you train them?
Yes, a reading buddy can be any age over 20, and it, you know, just goes on. There's no age limit to a reading buddy. Most of our reading buddies will be a little older or retired who have a little of that extra time and they want to work with a child.
And you do train them. Tell me about the training.
Yes, the training. Yes, we do. We actually have orientation sessions with them. They can also visit with a current reading buddy to see how the reading buddy is interacting with the child. We also require that each reading buddy fill out a volunteer application with the school district, and they have to have a background check completed and approved.
So a lot of times, not necessarily are they a teacher or a retired teacher. Even a grandparent can be a reading buddy.
Exactly. We do not specify a person's experience to become a reading buddy. What we're looking for is a person who has the passion to help children.
And where can they reach you? Also on your website to be able to be a volunteer?
Yes, they can reach us on our website or they can call me at our office. Our number is 575-522-3713. And the website is www.childrensreadingalliance.org.
So this is also something else that is coming up that you work with Memorial Medical Center. Is babies and books.
Correct.
They can start as early as being even in the womb, right?
Yes.
Reading to them?
Yes, that is extremely important for parents to start reading with their child from the day they are born. And we partner with Memorial Medical Center. They have books that they give to each new parent before they go home. And what the Children's Reading Alliance does is we provide them with a bookmark. And that bookmark shares information on the importance of reading to your child as soon as they get home from the hospital.
Now, something else which is coming up, premiering May the 22nd on KRWG's PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, they're launching The Great American Read to find the nation's favorite novel. You'll be participating, hopefully, with them?
Yes, that is the goal. We would definitely want to partner and be part of that event.
And that's premiering May 22nd again at PBS, The Great American Read. So the series host will be Meredith Vieira, according to USA Today. Well, I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us about Children's Reading Alliance here in Doña Ana County, which is very important. You've mentioned the surrounding areas such as Chaparral, Sunland Park, Anthony Vado, and Hatch, and here in Las Cruces as well. Thank you so much for coming out and talking to me. You're being a bridge to the community, un puente. Maria Zuniga, Programs Manager for the Children's Reading Alliance Program.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.